And welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. It's a special week because we have two boys on this week's show, Waco's Taylor and Tyler Sutton. Taylor, Tyler, it's great to have you on this week's show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Coming off of a 55-22 win against Lone Tree last week to stay undefeated, 7-0 on the campaign. Taylor, let's start with you. When you look back at that game, what was really working for you as a team?
Offensively, our line just got off the ball and made some holes for our running back, Simeon Reichenbach, just to run through and really just trying to open it up for our offense. And when our offensive running game goes well, then the pass is right there, and we can get some big plays with that.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, you talked about the offense. How about Tyler? How's the defense been doing lately? Just all season long, holding teams less than 9 points a game. What do you think's the big thing for this team on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensively, we get good pressure up on the ball. We shut down their run game very fast with a very strong front three with John Rice and Jonah Clark at our line. And once we stop their run game, the only way they can resort is to their pass game. And we can create good pressure and good opportunities for our cornerbacks to step up and make a play.
Offensively, Taylor, you're the center. Tyler, you're a guard. What's that like for you guys to be on the line together as brothers? What's that like to really compete alongside each other? Taylor, let's start with you.
Really nice to do because we've been playing together our whole lives, and it's always kind of like you know what each other are going to be doing. And then along with our other starting guard, Tim Willits, we've all been playing together and we're always in class together. So it's always like we all know what each other are going to do and we can all do our jobs. So it's just really easy and a simple flow to block.
What about for you, Tyler?
The bond that we've created over the last 3 years is with our starting linemen. As we really saw, especially with our football knowledge, it was between all of us. And just throwing on top of that, our progress through the years is between lifting weights and getting stronger together. And we've really been getting better at moving people off the ball instead of just setting screens.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, the team's coming off a couple weeks ago, really big win, 7-0 score against New London. You don't see that too often. Tyler, what'd you think of that big W for the squad?
It was a long, hard game, and we continued fighting all the way to the end. That was one of our first games this season in which we've kept our starters in the whole game. It was really a big example of how good a shape we're in and being able to move the ball even in wet, slippery conditions.
Taylor, this one's for you. Coming up in the final week of the regular season, you have your Henry County rival, Winfield Mount Union. What stands out about them and what's it going to take to move to 8-0?
We're just going to move them off the ball and run that ball up the middle. And if they can stop us, then I will find another way. Mm-hmm. We're just going to get off the ball and just push it down the field.
Taylor, how have you been a leader this year for your team and your senior campaign?
It's been a lot in the weight room, getting the younger guys in and stuff, and really setting up our team for next year, graduating 7 or 8 seniors. That's always really rough to do, especially when they're all starting. But we've been working on getting all the juniors and sophomores in and really helping them out with what they should be hopefully continuing on to next year.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, what type of leadership role have you taken on?
One of the big things that we've done this year since we've moved to a zone blocking scheme and being able to call out blocks and let everyone on the team understand what we're doing instead of going up and having a set assignment, being able to properly share what we need to do on the field.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, how competitive is the Sutton household?
We're competing all the time over everything.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, who's winning in an arm wrestle?
It'd be close. it's not who's stronger. It's who laughs less.
All right. Tyler, do you know who's going to win that battle?
I do, but I don't think I can share that information right now.
All right, fair enough. Nice and humble. Future plans for you guys. Tyler, let's start with you next year. Have you thought about what that will bring?
Next year, if I could get a good scholarship to a D3 football college, I would love to look and try to pursue that. But right now my plans are going to Iowa State for industrial or mechanical engineering and set up a good job opportunity through that.
Awesome. Taylor, how about you?
I'm planning on going to Iowa State for industrial engineering.
Taylor, this one's for you. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
So, like, when we go out for warm-ups and stuff, we're really active, doing a lot of running and just warming yourself up, getting loose, lots of stretching. You usually take our lap around the half of the field, and then we get into a big grid, and we start doing our stretches and stuff, and sprint a pretty decent time doing that to really make sure we're all loose for the game.
Last thing here. Tyler, if you guys are going to have a deep postseason run, what's the key for the Warriors?
Key for us is staying healthy through this next off week before playoffs start, and really minimizing our mistakes so far that we've made this season.
Taylor and Tyler, appreciate you guys' time, and best of luck against Winfield Mountain Union.
Thank you. Thank you.
Twin brothers on the Waco Warrior football program, Taylor and Tyler Sutton, join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athletes of the Week. That'll just about do it on our Football Friday preview show. We'll close things out one final time. Stay tuned, AM FM KCII.